Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to the ABCs of the Bible radio program. And we've been talking about the practical applications of living under the new covenant. And now, today, we want to talk about the fact that we have been given eternal life, and so therefore, we should not have any fear whatsoever, because God has given us eternal life. So we should not be walking around as fearful people. After all, what does it say in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28? Well, let's turn over there to read it. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, notice what God says. And these are the words of Jesus himself. He says, "Stop being afraid. Stop being afraid of those who kill the body but can't kill the soul." Now, listen. What is the worst thing that could happen to you? It's death, right? Now, if you're not afraid of death, then what else should you be afraid of? God is saying, stop being afraid. Stop being afraid. Have no fear of those who kill the body. That's the worst that they can do to you. They can't kill your soul. What it's meaning is that, yeah, you might die, but you're going to live again. And death is just like sleep. God describes death like sleep. You go to sleep and you wake up. You don't even know what's happened from the time that you went to sleep to the time that you awaken. It could be 6 hours, it could be 10 hours. You wake up and it's like the next second of your consciousness, because it is the next second of your consciousness. That's the same way God describes death. When you die, in that very day your thoughts perish, but then there will come a resurrection. And when you are resurrected, then your spirit will be reunited with a body, but this time it's going to be a spirit-composed body. Right now we're in a fleshly body, but in the resurrection, your spirit will be joined with a spiritual body. So the spirit that's in man right now, what gives us the ability to communicate with God, because there's a spirit that's in lions where a lion can recognize another lion and communicate with it. There's a spirit that's in a dog where a dog can communicate with another dog. Well, there's a spirit that's in man where a man can communicate with another man or a woman, and so one human being with another human being. But it's interesting that God said that we were created after his likeness, in his image. And what is God? God's the God kind, right? So if God has created the humankind after the God kind, then doesn't that mean that we're the same kind? Yes, it does, to a degree. Now, we don't have perfect righteousness. We don't have a spirit-composed body right now. But God has promised us that we will have a spirit-composed body. And what's more is God has already promised that we have eternal life in us right now, because God speaks of those things which are not as though they are, because God knows he's going to make it happen. So God has already given us the promise and the gift and the down payment of eternal life when he gave us his Holy Spirit. So we should not have any fear of anybody who can kill the body, but they can't kill the soul. God will resurrect us from death. It's appointed for everybody to die once, and we might as well get used to the fact that everybody who's ever lived has died, and it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to me. But we should not even fear that, because there is a resurrection. Now notice what God says. Continuing in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, he says, instead of being afraid of those who can kill the body but can't kill the soul, what you need to be afraid of, if you're going to be afraid of somebody, is you need to be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Now, this is destroying the body, not just killing it, which is the first death, but destroying it and putting it in hell. That's the hell fire, where the body and soul is burnt up. and it exists no more. There is no coming back from that. So what God is saying is, listen, if you're doing right, then don't fear man, because God's got your back. He'll bring you back to life. If you're doing wrong, then you still don't need to fear man. What you do need to do is fear God, because he's got your ticket to hell, from which there is no coming back. Now, again, if you're doing right, which is accepting by faith that you're free from sin because you've asked God to forgive you of your sins, and God has graciously done that through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He died for our sins, right, as the sinless person, so his life was worth enough to pay for our sins. So if you accept by faith that you are free from sin and that you're righteous, God also has made you righteous. Christ was the only one that lived according to the law perfectly, having never sinned, so he's the only one that was righteous according to the law. So therefore we have to accept Christ's righteousness. We can't make ourselves righteous in the same way that we can't die for our own sins. We can't make ourselves righteous, so we have to accept by faith that we're free from sin because we've been forgiven of sin, and that we are righteous in God's eyes because Christ was righteous and Christ is living in us. And we have to accept by faith that the law right now is being written on our hearts and our minds. And this law is the law of love. It's loving God with all of our hearts and minds and loving our neighbors as ourselves. And this law, as is explained in other places, is the Ten Commandments in the letter and spirit of the law. The letter of the law, for instance, would say, don't commit adultery. The spirit of the law says, don't even think lustful thoughts toward another woman. Instead, think loving thoughts toward your wife. That's what the spirit of the law is. The letter of the law is, don't murder somebody. The spirit of the law is, don't even have hatred in your heart for another person. And in fact, have love for another person. Seek to do good for that person, even if they spitefully use you. Pray for them. Ask for God to convert them, to change them, so that they can receive the same blessings of love. Because God is love, and if God is in us, then we must be love. So, accepting by faith. If you're doing the right thing, which is accepting by faith these three things, that you are free from sin because you've been forgiven of sins, that you have righteousness because you accept Christ's life for your life, and you are having the law written on your heart and your mind by the Holy Spirit that's in you, and that is meaning that you have God's nature and God is love, so you must be love. If you accept those three things by faith, then you will have this perspective. This is the perspective God wants you to have. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. He who fears has not been perfected in love. And that's found in the book of 1 John. 1 John, the first epistle of John, chapter 4 and verse 18. That's the first epistle of John, chapter 4 and verse 18. Now, if you are being perfected in love, then look at the attitude of the one who is perfect love. This is found in the book of John, the Gospel of John, in the third chapter, in verses 14 through 17. God says, just as Moses lifted up, and actually Jesus is speaking here, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And you might remember the story of when Moses lifted up a serpent on a stick, and everyone who had been sinning, who turned and looked at that serpent, they would be forgiven of their sins and they wouldn't have to die in the wilderness at that time. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So Jesus was lifted up on the cross, and anybody who is sinning, if they look to Jesus and they repent of their sins, then they don't have to die as a result of their sins. Not the eternal death. Every man will die at least once, but again, not eternal death. You can be resurrected from that first death, and you can be given eternal life. And he says, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Why? So that everyone who believes in him who was lifted up on the cross may have eternal life. That's the point. If you repent of your sins, if you accept Christ's life for your righteousness, and if you determine that you will allow God to write the law on your heart and your mind through the power of the Holy Spirit, then you have eternal life. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. That's not why he sent Christ into the world. In fact, do you know what the word Jesus means? Jesus means salvation. And Christ means anointed one. Christ was anointed to save people. That's the whole reason why God sent his Son into the world. So he didn't send his Son into the world to condemn it, but he sent his Son into the world so that the world might be saved through his Son. That's the heart of God, who is perfect love, is he wants you to have eternal life. So don't fear someone who can kill the body or do things to you to harm the body. Don't fear that, because they can't take away your eternal life. And that death, that first death, is just temporary. When you are resurrected, it's going to be like the next second in your consciousness. You'll be alive, but now you'll be alive forever, never able to die again. That's what God wants for you. That's what God wants you to know, is that if hell was brought against you, and when I say hell, I mean the hell that Satan can bring, the hell that somebody hates you can bring. If you're living in hell here on earth, that's the worst that can happen to you. Don't even be concerned with that. Don't sweat the small stuff. In reality, that's small stuff, because God says that the sufferings of this present evil world are not even worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in you. Think about it this way. If you've ever broken a bone, and let's say that it was 10 years ago, you broke this bone, and I did that playing basketball. I broke a bone playing basketball, my wrist bone, in fact. You know, now I can pick up things just like I did before I broke my wrist, and I don't even think about the fact that it was broken anymore. I don't even feel the pain anymore. I can play basketball again. So that's just a distant memory, that broken bone. Yes, it was painful at the time. Yes, it was painful at the time. But now that pain is forgotten. I can think about that incident in a few seconds, and that's it. And then I'm on to something else. Well, that's how it is. God is telling us that somebody might even torture you to death. But don't worry about that. Don't fear that, because that's all going to pass away. It's all going to be a faded memory when you are resurrected and you have eternal life. That's a tremendous blessing, and that's a practical application of living under the new covenant, is having no fear, because God has already given you eternal life.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.